Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, I got to tell you, I, what would a man do to avoid erectile dysfunction? Would he let himself get bit by, let's say, the Brazilian wandering spider? Well, good news, you may not need to be bit by one of these spiders. Apparently they have a real cool concoction in there, I guess, whatever they inject into you, that could possibly be the next Viagra, maybe even cheaper. So that's pretty exciting. We have an athlete, an Irish golfer, who said when he gave up Coca-Cola, it completely ruined his athletic performance. I know a lot of you guys listen to me on the radio and go, you know, Dahlia, you suck. Well, maybe I need to drink Coca-Cola. You know, how many of us really rely on soda pop, but not just any soda pop, Coca-Cola, to get through and do what we need to do? Now, a lot of you guys have moved over to the Red Bulls and the energy drinks, etc. But a lot of us have little secrets on things that we really, really need, little tricks that, you know, keep us going. For me, you guys already know my trick. All right, but we'll talk about it later. All right, for those ladies out there that suffer from menopause, it's not just a couple years. It's not 10 years. It can last 14 years. And you men out there that have to live with a menopausal woman, Lord have mercy. So we'll talk about that. Then this is scary, all right? Some of you guys out there, gals, do Pilates. I've never done Pilates. You know, I kind of like racquetball and basketball and, you know, indoor sports. Pilates, I always thought was cool, but I wasn't tough enough for that. You need to be really, really tough to do Pilates. Unfortunately, there's a case where a woman had a brain fluid leak that doctors believe was due to her Pilates. So we'll talk about that. So as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, later this morning, we're going to be talking about how to save money on your taxes. Apparently, a lot of you guys now are starting to get all your receipts together and try to figure out what you can itemize. And every year, I tell you guys what medically you can deduct and what we could deduce from that. I understand that many of us are paying more and more in taxes. So anyways you guys could save money, I want to help you out. And then NCAA championship player Moses Curry will hopefully be joining us later today. In light of Coach Jerry Tarkanian's passing, you know, he's going to talk about the coach and talk about what he's been up to and kind of get some inside scoop on being such an icon. Sports Illustrated featured him back in April 1990. I had a biggest crush on Moses Curry. Sexy. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Pretty scary stuff here. There's a woman who's died in my neck of the woods in Las Vegas after an apparent road rage attack. I believe they are still looking for the shooter. 44-year-old woman was teaching her teenage daughter how to drive and unfortunately has been shot in the head after an apparent road rage attack. Her name was Tammy Meyer. She died after being taken off life support. Saturday University Medical Center. Police are still pursuing the suspect. She's mother of four, former California nurse. She was giving her 14-year-old daughter a driving lesson in a school parking lot and was driving back home when she almost crashed with another vehicle Thursday. After an argument, she drove home, asked her adult son for help. As her daughter went inside the home, the suspect vehicle appeared outside the home, and then somebody inside fired multiple shots, one of which struck the mom. Her husband said their adult son emerged from the house, fired several shots with a handgun at the fleeing car. He told his father that there were three people inside. The dad, Robert Myers, also says he thinks at least one 9mm shot by his 23-year-old son hit the fleeing car. He called for people involved to surrender to the police. This is some scary stuff. Now, I mean, I've seen road rage, and I've been a part of road rage. I have made people so gosh darn mad, I could tell they want to kill me. And this is something that's not going away, and it's getting worse and worse. By the way, the suspect is described as a 6-foot, 180-pound white man in his mid-20s with, I guess, a dirty blonde hair. It was kind of spiked style, the vehicle four-door gray silver sedan with possible bullet holes. But, I mean, what is it that takes a person or a group of people that are just driving down the road, all right, to the point where they want to go hunt somebody down and kill them? You know, when you look at the psychology behind this road rage, you know, for me, when I get mad at somebody who cuts me off, I get mad because they think they got away from it. And I see you guys out there. I'm driving down the road, and for some reason, I'm not driving fast enough in the left lane for you guys, you know, because I'm not 20 anymore. So I'm just driving down the road. Apparently, you don't like it that I'm in the left lane. So you go around me, and you just barely nick my front bumper, trying to cut in front of me to let me know what you're doing. And then sometimes you slam on the brakes. Now, that makes me mad. Because now you're putting me at risk, you're putting my kids at risk, you're putting my car at risk. I get mad. Okay, so now I step it up. So now I move over to the left, all right, of you. Well, if it's a shoulder, I'm not supposed to. Sorry, there's some police listening. Okay, so sometimes I move over to the right. Okay, I go into right hand lane using my turn signal, my clicker. All right, and then I check you out. And I say, well, who are you? Okay, because, you know, you think I'm not going to recognize you by the back of your head. So now I take a look at you. And I'm like, uh-huh, okay. And then I give you the stare. Like, you know, I know who you are. This is not going to end up good. And then we start kind of going back and forth on the road. Oh, I've done it. We've all done it. All right, but you get mad because you don't want them to think that they got away with something, and all they did, for crying out loud, was get into your lane. But when somebody messes with you, you feel empowered in your car. But now, who would take it to the next level to go and gun a mother down? What I've warned you guys about is that there are people out there that are just kooky murderers. Just I don't know what to call them. You guys know what I should call them. I just can't on air. And you have to assume that somebody you're messing with could be a killer. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, Demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Good people. People need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so could spider venom be the next Viagra? And I tell you, you know, when Viagra made it to the market years ago, we're talking about maybe 17, 18 years ago. I'm trying to think. We're almost at the two-decade mark. Boy, was it, pharmaceutical companies were just salivating. You had other companies then come up to the plate with, you know, Levitra and Cialis. And now we have this you know, this new, how should I word it? You know, before it used to be embarrassing. You know, people were like, oh, gosh, you know, I got some erectile dysfunction. I can't be talking about that. No, no, no. I can't, you know, and now, you know, this I can't believe I can't think of the word. Maybe I don't really like Viagra for the brain. But now it's commonplace for people to ask for it, for people to talk about it, for people to joke about it, for people to want to discover the next Viagra. And I don't know what it is, but it went from being embarrassing to almost being like a status symbol. You know, because I was having men years ago when I was in training going, you know, I'm here for a cold. You know, and, you know, the nurse would be like, oh, really? Okay, you have a cold account. That's not easy for the cold. So I'll walk in going, all right, you know, it's going to be cold. I don't have cold. I have, you know, some issues below the belt. Things aren't going well down there. They're all embarrassed. I'm like, all right, so you got some erectile dysfunction. No big deal. We'll handle it. You know, we got something we can try. Let's talk about what's going on. You know, is your wife, you know, shaving her legs? You know, and I'll tell about how I made my husband erectile dysfunctional. I make my husband erectile dysfunctional every day, unfortunately. He has a very healthy sex drive. He has very good anatomy. It's just, unfortunately, he has to look at me in my moo-moo and doesn't really seem to do it for him. So, and then now you have people calling up or even walking into my waiting room going, I need Viagra stat. You know, I got a hot date this weekend. Oh, Valentine's weekend. Oh, my gosh. I need Viagra. Like, they were happy and proud that they were getting some. And, you know, good for you guys. Good for you guys. Because remember, I've said, any of you that go to your doctor requesting Viagra is already two steps closer to saving your lives. Because for some of you that do have erectile dysfunction and some issues down there where, you know, the blood flow may not be all that, for us doctors, we're like, well, where else is the blood flow not all that? So then we need to look at the heart. And we're like, maybe the heart has some flow issues. And I can't tell you how many people we've diagnosed with coronary artery disease or heart problems because they came in needing Viagra. So way to go. All right. But okay, you'll hear these stories where somebody was, I don't know, sunning themselves naked somewhere. They get bit by a spider, and then they have an erection. Well, scientists now are watching the Brazilian wandering spider, and this Brazilian wandering spider contains the ingredient PNTX26. Exactly. I know. I know. I have a whole bunch in my purse. Unfortunately, this can cause painful erections called priapism. Okay? Now, you could also get tremors, excessive salivation, difficulty breathing. The Brazilian wandering spider is a very poisonous, very deadly spider. All right? But whenever something is so deadly, we sometimes find a gift, just like Botox, right? Botulism toxin is deadly. Yet we women are like, you know, Botox. So scientists from around the world are hoping to harvest the ingredient PNTX26, which is the active ingredient spider's venom, to create a natural Viagra that can work within 20 minutes. Now, remember, in order for you to have a real good erectile dysfunction drug, okay, one, you don't want it to kill you. Okay, that was a big concern we had with Viagra because some of the guys were taking nitrates for heart disease and other types of other types of cardiac issues, and unfortunately you were having big huge drops in your blood pressure, pretty dangerous stuff because you didn't know that Viagra shouldn't mix with that. So we want to make sure that the drug is safe and we know who it's not safe in. Okay, number two, you want a drug like that to work when you want it, okay? Now, some of us women are like, okay, I don't get it, really? You know, 20 minutes? I mean, you know, when I plan to have sex, I plan a whole week around it. Guys don't do that. Guys don't think like women do. Ladies, come on, get a clue, okay? Yeah, you know, when I plan a sexual, I don't know, dalliance or outing or event or, I don't know, congressional conference with my husband, I have to plan weeks in advance. See, a lot of you men are like, I don't understand that. You know, my woman only sleeps with me, you know, once every couple months because it takes us months to plan it. Okay, you don't understand. We got to get our nails done. We have to make sure that We lose just the right amount of weight, if we have to get anything nip-tucked, etc. I mean, it really does take, it takes a village, right? You got to get your friends involved, then you need to find out what you're doing, you got to make sure you're not having your period, all sorts of stuff goes into play, which is why it finally culminates on one day. For men, no. Okay, men are like, look, you know, 20 minutes planning ahead is basically all I need, if that. You know, personally, they would like a 1 second plan, but you need to have this medication that works instantaneously, very, very quickly. Now, Brazilian wandering spiders cause priapism. Now, this priapism is where the blood gets trapped in the penis and unfortunately can lead to abnormally long-lasting erections. This is something we also warn you guys about with Viagra, Levitra, Cialis, those erectile dysfunction drugs, because if you do have an erection that lasts more than 4 hours, that's not good. Don't be, you know, high-fiving each other. Don't be calling your buddy. Don't be visiting the neighbors. That could be some dangerous stuff. Very, very painful. All right. Now, researchers wanted to discover how this PNTX26 worked. So they found a dead mouse and they cut off his penis. Okay. But the mouse was dead, so you don't have to have PETA getting all upset. And then they connected it to an electrical stimulator. Scientists from the University of Wisconsin were then able to measure the contraction of the muscles in the tissue when it came in contact with the chemicals. And they discovered that not only does the venom work, but it had fewer side effects compared to Viagra. Now, Viagra has side effects. Sometimes you guys have the hypertension. Sometimes some of you guys get headaches. Some of you guys kind of get the blue vision type, you know, blue light type issue. And so, you know, it's not 100% perfect. It works, you know. Back in 2011, research had taken place, and they looked at the venom of the Phoneutria nigriventor spider, all right? And they looked at the toxins, and they found that when a human was bit by one of these spiders, it caused the penis to be continually erect. Separate tests then were done on rats, showed that the venom boosts performance by increasing the release of nitric oxide, and the nitric oxide dilates blood vessels, improves blood flow. Then they recreated the gene and infected a culture of caterpillar cells. So now I got little caterpillars involved. All right, have you ever seen an erect caterpillar? Yeah. Okay, and then these caterpillar cells produce the toxin. So what does this mean for you? When do you get to buy it? I don't know. I don't know, but I do know that there is going to be a market for something new, because about a third of you say Viagra, Cialis, Levitra doesn't work. All right, and so one of you had asked me last week, what else could you do if Viagra doesn't work, Cialis doesn't work? Well, there's a variety of things that have to go right for erection, but like I said, make sure you find out why you're having lack of blood flow. You also got to check your testosterone. A lot of you guys are not checking your testosterone, which is crucial, okay? I mean, we don't want to mess around with the male hormone. You know, female menopause, now we know it lasts about a decade and a half. What about men? You know, men will start losing testosterone. Should they be completely bottomed out? No. If men are completely bottomed out with testosterone, that's not good. We need to check them for diabetes. We need to check them for other issues. But the average man will start lowering their testosterone little by little as they go into their 30s and their 40s and 50s. So for those of you having erectile issues, you got to check the testosterone. You also got to look psychologically at what's going on. You know, if I'm complaining and griping at my husband about, I don't know, his mom or his, you know, the dog taking a poop or him not doing enough chores, how the hell am I supposed to expect him to do the deed? No, okay? You know, I've had to learn that I have to be quiet. My husband will always say, you know, let me do the talking. Not that he will have something to say, but he just wants me to shut up. It helps, okay? It helps. Ladies, I'm not saying you have to be quiet, okay? Sometimes men like pillow talk. The problem is my pillow talk, you know, is not the sexiest. Okay, so there's also injections. Some urologists can inject drugs right into the penis. There's also pumps. But a drug made of spider venom may actually be the key, and it may be the cheapest. These spiders make venom. They have nothing better to do than to venomize and to mess with us. So I would definitely, no, do not drop a spider into your pants. Doesn't work that way. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DA. L-I.
Speak, speak, speak. All All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stock brokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the VitaClay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Coca-Cola, really? Giving up Coca-Cola has ruined his game. Peter Lowry said he is in a slump because he had an addiction to soda pop, especially Coca-Cola. Apparently, he previously was drinking, quote-unquote, liters of Coca-Cola a day, but had to quit the habit. And unfortunately, he's Irish, and he fell from, I guess, number 105 to number 726 in world rankings, and he said maybe, or not he said, but dietitians think it's because he went through withdrawal symptoms from sugar and caffeine. Now, you know, this soda pop craze that we have, you know, people always say, well, you know, with all the new rulings on nutrition and getting rid of soda pop in school, soda consumption is going to go down. It's not. Soda is still doing extremely well. And the reason why is it's a legal vice that a lot of people use, and it's very, very addictive. I can't tell you how many of my patients are addicted to Diet Coke. And I don't understand why. I think Diet Coke or Diet Soda, shall I say, tastes like battery acid. But they don't want to drink water. There's this anti-water, I guess, agenda that we have now where we just don't want to put water. I don't know if it's because people think water is not safe. I don't know if it's people think that water has, I don't know, contaminants in it or hormones in it, etc. So they think drinking a soda pop is pure. I don't know. But why would soda pop even help somebody perform? How does it, you know? No, there's no drugs. People always think there's cocaine and Coca-Cola. No, there isn't. However, there's a lot of sugar. And sugar causes a lot of sparking in the addiction centers in the brain that a lot of other drugs do. And Coca-Cola has now gotten very, very addictive because of the high fructose corn syrup. Now, I was in Sam's Club the other day, and I saw Coca-Cola from Mexico. Mexican Coca-Cola is one of the most delicious types of Coca-Cola. Why? Because it doesn't have high fructose corn syrup. It has regular sugar. And it's in the bottles. There is something to bottles versus plastic. You know, I was on Doug McIntyre in the morning yesterday talking about the obesity dilemma in Puerto Rico. And, you know, why are these kids becoming obese? Is it because of all the junk food and snacky cakes? And well, we had snack food, you know, when I was growing up also. You know, McIntyre was like, you know, there's all these snacks now readily available for kids. Not entirely. There was, you know, pudding bars and granola bars and Bubblicious gum and gummy bears. And remember, there was always those chocolate bars you could get at school for 50 cents. Now they're a dollar, where, you know, somebody was carrying around like a cardboard box of candy bars, and we would just, you know, chow through that. There were Fritos and junk food all the time. And as a teenager, yeah, I couldn't eat it at home, but I would eat it at school. Well, in my house, we don't have junk food, yet my kids are way heavier than they are. You know, I think we need to stop for a second and stop blaming parents per se, just parents. I don't think we should do that. All right, yeah, parents have a lot to do with it, but I think we also need to realize that there could be something kookier going on. One big difference that I noticed with Coca-Cola per se is everything now is in plastic. You know how we've talked about how plastics and the phthalates and plastic causing endocrine disorders and us becoming obese? Everything my kids eat out of is out of some sort of plastic. I'm right now eating this little parfait yogurt with a whole bunch of fruit and granola. It tastes really good, by the way. Really, really good. It's from Rachel's Kitchen. Really yummy stuff, okay? So I'm eating that. And what? It's in a plastic cup, okay? We used to eat tuna from a can. We used to have soup from a can, right? Everything used to be in metal. And I know we were worried about aluminum and we were worried about botulism, etc. But all of a sudden, we went to soda pop bottles. One of the reasons why, if you guys remember correctly, I think it was 1969 or something, where a Coca-Cola came out as a multi-dispensing bottle where you could pour 4 or 5 glasses for a whole family of Coke, and there was a screw on top. I believe that came out in the late 60s, early 70s. And then in the 80s, they were worried about people dropping bottles and dropping things. So we ended up making plastic bottles that could bounce. Remember the commercials? They'd be bouncing soda pop off the ground. So we found that plastic didn't break. All right. We also found that plastic still kept things fresh, secured, and it was a hell of a lot cheaper than glass. That's when I think a lot of our obesity started to change. Plus the idea of adding a lot of added sugar, etc. We started on a huge low-fat kick. This low-fat diet, low-fat kick, okay? And when we started that, we decided to make the foods taste better. So when we went low-fat, we started to add sugar. Now what we're doing is the exact opposite. We're trying to make things low carbs, so we're adding more fat. So a lot of these, you know, gluten-free foods or sugar-free foods are very, very fattening. And it's just going back and forth. Remember, companies are designed to sell a product. Companies are designed to make money and increase their bottom line. So now you have athletes saying, well, they're addicted to soda pop, or they needed it to function, and you're having radio hosts. Excuse me. Even me, see? I had just a little tiny bit of soda pop, and now I'm burping from it, see? Very bad move on my end. But, you know, a lot of us, we need our little things to, you know, Jerry Tarkanian, for example. Tarkanian, Hall of Fame coach who we said goodbye to yesterday's funeral was yesterday. Lovely funeral, by the way, and our hearts go out to the Tarkanian family. You know, one of his little, routines, I don't know if it was a superstition, was him kind of sucking on a towel. You'd see him sit there and chew on a towel. Now, when I was younger, I thought maybe he was on, I don't know, some anticholinergic medications that would dry out his mouth. Maybe he suffered from dry mouth. But a lot of people in sports said no, it was easier than him going and taking a cup of water and waiting for somebody to serve him a cup of water. So he would just suck on the towel to keep himself hydrated. You know, smart. But, you know, people have their own little superstitions. And we're going to be talking about that later, little superstitions that, sports people have. But, you know, we really need to stop and take a look at what we're doing. I looked into my refrigerator, and every single thing was in some sort of plastic. Everything. You know, and I look at my kids, and they are bigger than my husband ever was, bigger than I ever was, and they're into sports. And these are big kids now. I say we get rid of the plastic, and we go back to glass. And I understand glass would shatter, glass would get into our feet, glass could be some dangerous stuff. I get that. I understand plastic, but I really blame the plastics for us getting fat. I also blame the parents for buying crap. Parents shouldn't buy crap in the house. I don't think Puerto Rico should be fining parents for their kids not losing weight. Again, remember how much of a beating we got when we lost a library book and we would have to pay for a library book when we were growing up? Imagine the beating these kids are going to get costing their parents $800. The fine that Puerto Rico wants to instill for them being obese. So, not good. Oh, my gosh. I was scared to death to tell my parents I lost the library book. I didn't even want the library book. Remember, our teachers would walk us into the library, would have to do the whole Dewey Decimal System. Like, why are we doing this? I am not going to be opening up a book later in life. I'm not going to be opening a book. And I was right. I do all my reading from the Internet. I still don't open up a book. I miss books, but still. Ah, no, you got to check out the book. But I don't want to check out the book. I'm going to lose it, and then I'm going to get in trouble. Lost the book, got in trouble. That's just the way it is. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say boron now is the new iron for bone health. We haven't talked a lot about boron. It's a mineral, pretty important one, more popular than vitamin D, calcium, and vitamin K. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Again, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we're on iPhone app, we're on Android app. Listen to us anytime, 24-7, although we're live right now, Monday through Friday, as well as Saturday. I really need a day off. I really do. All right, some of you guys are really, really freaked out that with a lot of the different sports, okay, you know, whether you play football, basketball, whatever, all right, you think you're going to avoid a lot of injuries, all right, when you do Pilates, okay? Well, unfortunately, there was a woman who had persistent headaches, and she didn't know what was going on. And she found, unfortunately, that a Pilates class had caused her brain fluid to leak. It was a persistent worsening headache that was only alleviated, and she's 42 years old and British, okay, when she was lying down. This is a report that was published in the Journal of Medical Case Reports. For those of you that need a really exciting read, the Journal of Medical Case Reports, I guess, is one of the most, I guess, excited. I know. I read the Inquirer, but that's okay. Don't tell anybody. All right. Doctors never identified the exact location of the leak, but the patient improved after a few weeks of bed rest and pain relievers. Now, this is some pretty scary stuff, okay? When you have cerebral spinal fluid that is starting to leak, now, remember, it's supposed to cover the brain. It's supposed to kind of cover the outer covering of the lining, et cetera. It's supposed to cover the spinal cord, et cetera. All right, apparently, you have the outer coverings are called the dura. The fluid is supposed to cushion the brain and the spinal cord, and it helps kind of get rid of a lot of the waste from the brain. You don't want anything dry in the body. Everything kind of has to be wet, and everything kind of has to be cleansed, right? There always has to be. You don't want stasis. You don't want dry out schmutz sitting there, okay? You want fluid, and you want the cerebral spinal fluid kind of coating and circulating, etc., okay? Unfortunately, sometimes you can get little baby holes in this dura, okay? And this is being reported by Dr. Amber Long, an otolaryngologist at the University of Texas Health Services Center in Houston. Now, unfortunately, most of these leaks are from trauma, like a car accident, etc. And then cerebral spinal fluid starts to leak out of a nose. You know, I've seen that before. That's scary stuff. Remember there was a guy with a runny nose for like weeks or months on end? And doctors kept giving him antihistamines because he says, my nose keeps running. Finally, somebody decides to culture and take a look at what some of this fluid was. And he had had a leak because he had a crack in a part of his skull. And I guess the cerebral spinal fluid had been leaking through. Pretty scary stuff. All right, he was fine. But what is so scary about that is you could get bacteria up in there. You don't want any sort of opening to the environment. You want fluid, mind you. You want that fluid to be a one-way circuit. All right, but you do not want outside influences getting up in there. So, usually we see stuff like this when somebody kind of cracks their head, unfortunately, or has a fracture, tears the dura. Now, this cerebral spinal fluid leak is a metallic tasting fluid. And a lot of times it'll come out just one nostril, as opposed to allergies coming out both sides. You know, some of you will say, well, gosh, you know, my nose seems to be, I seem to be congested, and then it flips side and it goes back and forth. That's exactly what happens with allergies, okay? It alternates sides. But if you have like a cerebral spinal fluid leak, all right, you know, a lot of times it'll just come out one side. So whenever you tell your doctor that your nose is running, let them know if it's only one side. Again, this is rare. Now, the woman who did Pilates, she didn't have fluids coming out of her nose, okay? We think she just tore it, had a little bit of a dural tear, and then it went to her brain. I'm still surprised that Pilates was traumatic enough to do this. All right, what else can cause these cerebral spinal fluid leaks? You could have tumors. You could have sinus surgeries that get screwed up. You know, one sign would be headache because now you're going to have extra pressure in the skull. All right, a lot of times you'll see this more in women. You also see this in people who are overweight. You'll also see this more common in older people. Now, in this case, this British woman was middle-aged, and she said she first reported symptoms after a Pilates reformer class. She was doing stretches. She was doing resistant exercises on a platform machine using straps and ropes. And during one maneuver, she felt a strange pop on the left side of her neck. Then had no other sign of injury, but then she got a headache. And the headache got worse unless she lied down. When she lied down, the headache got better. Then the headaches worsened. She went to her doctor. The doctor was like, well, you know, maybe you hurt your neck. Then she was given some opiate pain relievers. We've all had those. Whoa, Nilly. Makes you not give a damn if you got leaking spinal, cerebral spinal fluid. But she didn't know again, okay? Gave her a muscle relaxer, but the headache kept getting worse. After numerous doctor visits over the next 4 weeks, the woman, now remember, she lives in Great Britain, so this is different than in the States, okay? In the States, as we're trying to avoid, you know, some of the Obamacare changes, many doctors are going, here, let's get you a stat CAT scan like today. Unfortunately, she didn't get her CAT scan for 4 weeks. CAT scan saw two blood pooling areas, spots in her brain. Then they did an MRI, and they found the pockets of fluid outside the spine, and the scan suggested the woman had a tear in the lining of her spinal cord in her neck, causing the fluid to leak out. All right, bed rest, drinking caffeinated beverages. This is where caffeine may actually do good, you know, to try to up the heart rate and to try to you know, tighten the blood vessels, etc. Caffeinated beverages to slow down the flow, and then taking anti-inflammatory drugs. The doctors never found the source of the tear. She recovered, was discharged from the hospital. Whoa. All right, now, again, the danger could have been any of this could have gotten infected. And if it could have gotten infected, that could have been some scary stuff. And remember, that fluid is supposed to cushion the brain. Pretty, pretty dangerous stuff to think that she could have been losing it. Now, when would a doctor, let's say here in the States, decide to, you know, urgently order a CAT scan? When I have a person tell me, okay, and this is the type of language you need to tell your doctor. If you go, doc, I've never had a headache like this. Okay, this is weird. I have never had a headache like this before. Or if the headache came on all of a sudden, if you told me that your headache came on abruptly, I'm not messing around. I'm making sure there's no bleed or fluid. Okay? So you need to tell the doctor how quickly the onset was. You also need to tell your medical provider, what do you do that makes it better? If you could put your head in a certain position, an angle, and be fine, something's up. Something's up with that. And that also makes me think fluid. A tumor could, in essence, kind of feel better off and on and in a certain position or not. But for the most part, once a tumor gets to that size, just the whole head hurts, etc. But when you start to feel changes, when you could manipulate your pain and go, look, doc, as long as I can do this or whatever, then the mechanical issue of your pain, the mechanical issue of it, then comes to mind. So, like, for example, you know, you your chest hurts. Okay, well, can you make your chest hurt? Yes, I can, doctor. I can take a big, deep breath. Okay, there, I made it hurt. As long as I don't take a deep breath, it doesn't hurt. Okay, that's probably less likely cardiac and more musculoskeletal because you can make it happen. Same thing with brain and fluid and things like that. There's probably something mechanically sitting there causing the pain, and that's why when you move it, you can kind of, you know, manipulate a little bit. You see what I mean? Okay, so does that mean avoid Pilates? No, absolutely not. Okay, I'm sure if she would have worked out another way, you know. But there was another case of a brain fluid leak associated with yoga. So when we think that exercise can be putting you, let's say, at risk of something like this, we recommend anytime you get a new onset headache. Most important with any sort of exercise is you need to condition yourself, okay? You need to slowly work into it. Don't go from 0 to 90 because that's when we see a lot of injuries. Now, I don't know how long she was doing this Pilates reformer class, but to me it sounded like it was kind of new for her. My recommendation for you guys is, you just got to ease into stuff, okay? I know a lot of you guys get a personal trainer. I love personal trainers, but sometimes they push you too hard, too fast, too quick, and I get it because they have a job to do. They want you addicted to working out. It's a smart way to work out, getting addicted to it. But if you push it too hard, not good. make sure you check in with your doctor.
No secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.